We begin our lessons from the Word by turning to Genesis chapter 40. This is a story where we find Joseph in Egypt in prison. He was in prison because he was falsely accused by Potiphar's wife of an evil he did not commit. But he was in prison, and there the Lord prospered his work. And it came to pass after these words that they sinned, the butler of the king of Egypt and the baker, to their lord, the king of Egypt. And Pharaoh was wroth over his two court ministers, over the prince of the butlers and over the prince of the bakers. And he put them into the custody of the house of the prince of the guards, unto the prison house, the place where Joseph was bound. And the prince of the guards set Joseph over them, and he ministered to them, and they were for days in custody. And they dreamed a dream, both of them, each his dream in one night, each according to the interpretation of his dream, the butler and the baker, the king of Egypt, who were bound in the prison house. And Joseph came unto them in the morning and saw them, and behold, they were troubled. And he asked Pharaoh's court ministers that were with him in the custody of his lord's house, saying, "Wherefore are your faces evil today?" And they said unto him, "We have dreamed a dream, and there is no interpreter of it." And Joseph said unto them, "Do not interpretations belong to God? Tell it me, I pray." And the prince of the butlers told his dream to Joseph and said to him, "In my dream, behold, a vine was before me, and in the vine were three shoots, and it was as though it budded. Its blossom went up, and the clusters thereof ripened grapes. And Pharaoh's cup was in my hand, and I took the grapes and pressed them into Pharaoh's cup, and I gave the cup upon the palm of Pharaoh." And Joseph said to him, "This is the interpretation of it. The three shoots, 3 days are these. And yet 3 days shall Pharaoh lift up thy head and shall bring thee back upon thy station. And thou shalt give Pharaoh's cup into his hand after the former manner when thou wast his butler. But remember me with thee when it is well with thee, and do mercy, I pray, with me, and make mention of me unto Pharaoh, and bring me out of this house. For being carried off by theft, I was carried away out of the land of the Hebrews, and here I have done nothing that they should put me into this pit." And the prince of the bakers saw that he had interpreted good. And he said unto Joseph, "I also was in my dream, and behold, three baskets with holes in them upon my head. And in the uppermost basket there was of all food for Pharaoh the work of the baker. And the bird did eat them out of the basket from upon my head." And Joseph answered and said, "This is the interpretation thereof. The three baskets, 3 days are these. And yet 3 days shall Pharaoh lift off thy head from upon thee, and shall hang thee upon wood, and the bird shall eat thy flesh from upon thee." And it came to pass on the third day, on Pharaoh's birthday, and he made a feast unto all his servants, and he lifted up the head of the prince of the butlers and the head of the prince of the bakers in the midst of his servants. And he brought back the prince of the butlers upon his butlership, and he gave the cup upon Pharaoh's palm. And he hanged the prince of the bakers as Joseph interpreted to them. And the prince of the butlers did not remember Joseph, and he forgot him. And we read next from the Arcana Celestia, a portion of number 5095. And this is explaining what is meant by the king of Egypt. That this signifies which were subordinate to the interior natural is evident from the representation of Pharaoh, or the king of Egypt, in this chapter as being a new state in the natural. Consequently, the interior natural, for this was made new. What the interior natural is and what the exterior may be seen in the above explanation. What is the nature of the internal sense in the historic and prophetic portions of the word must be briefly told. Where several persons are mentioned in the historic sense, as here Joseph, Pharaoh, the prince of the guards, the butler and the baker. In the internal sense, they indeed signify various things, but only in one person. The reason is that names signify things. As, for instance, Joseph here represents the Lord, as to the celestial, spiritual, from the rational, and also in the natural. Pharaoh represents him as to the new state of the natural, or as to the interior natural. The butler and the baker represent him as to those things which are of the exterior natural, such as the internal sense. And it is the same in other places, as where Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are mentioned. In the sense of the letter, they are three persons. But in the supreme sense, all three represent the Lord. Here end the lessons. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.